Well, good morning, Authentic Life. How are you this morning?
Good.
Woo. It's great to see you guys. I love the weather here. I'm not going to lie. I love the weather. I told Jennifer, I was like, I love it here. There's like no gloomy days. I love not having a gloomy days.
Just wait till you melt.
Hey, Venezuela, the weather was a lot like it is here, so I'm right at home. I'm home. So I love it here. I don't know about you, but I love the weather. So anyway, I just want to kind of jump on that tangent for a little bit. Anyway, we had looked at the last couple of weeks, we looked at our Easter series, and we did the last 3 weeks talking about it, and we went through Easter and kind of the middle of it, and then yet last week we talked about this idea of what now, what next is for us, and it's that idea of we must be sharing our faith with those around us, and we looked at the example in John chapter 4:14, I can't remember, it's one of those fours, John chapter 4. And we looked at Jesus and the Samaritan woman and how she just kind of went out and she ended up sharing her faith that she had just found through Christ at the well. And she went and she shared it with others. And so it was a challenge for us to go out and share our faith with others. And so we finished up our Easter series on that. And now we're jumping back into our 1 Peter. How many of us are really excited to jump into 1 Peter? I am, because this is awesome, because we're going to blow it out of the water today. So this is going to be great. But just a kind of a recap of what we've looked at is Peter here is he's talking to the people and he addresses them in the very beginning. He says, we don't belong here. And Jeff talked about that. We don't belong here. This is not our home. This is our temporary location. That we have a future home that is in heaven that is awaiting for us. And so it's that idea of this is not our home. But for now, this is where we're going to be and this is where God has us. And granted, all these people that Peter was addressing were in all of these different locations. It says even Asia, Bithynia, Galatia, Pontus, and all of these different areas is where who Peter is addressing, and he's talking to them. But and then as we go down and we've looked into that, and we also even see how we are who we are because of who Jesus is. Jesus makes us who we are. And that's how we can find our identity, is by looking at Christ, by seeing Christ. Not only that, but that also shapes how we live our lives in front of the people that are around us. And then lastly, we've kind of looked at how it also even compels us by letting Christ to live through us. There is something flying around my face and it's driving me nuts. But it compels us to let Christ live out our lives through us. And Jay talked about this about 4 weeks ago, the last time that we were here, and it was in chapter 2 of Peter, verse 11 and 12, where it talked about his main idea was that we are people, we should be a beacon of light in a dark community. And I think that's huge. I think that's huge because as Christians, we must be a beacon of light in a dark community, which is granted the world around us. And we all know the world is getting darker and darker, and it's just going to get even darker and messier and just uglier before Christ comes back. And so until then, it is our job as people is to live out our lives in such a way that it proclaims hope to people. It proclaims a way of living that is holy, as it says that, be ye holy, for I am holy. It just proclaims that out to them. And so as Jay talked about that in verses 11 and 12 of 1 Peter chapter 2, that we are must be a beacon of light in a dark community, he kind of is going to go through and he's going to start to give us some pointers on how we can begin to do that and how we can address that. And one of the things that Peter is going to be talking about here in these next passages that we're going to be looking at today, there's one kind of main theme, and it's this idea of submission. It's an idea of submission. And here, before you kind of tune me out, like, I know that submission is not like a popular word these days. Like, it's just not like I love the word submission. It's so awesome. You know, let's be submissive to everybody. But it's like, we've kind of had this overruling that it's like, I'm going to force somebody into obeying and following me. And it's like this forceful attitude of trying to make somebody do what you want them to do. But in reality, and I looked up the definition of submission, and it was not this one, so that's why my name is on the slide, is because this is kind of like my definition of what submission is. And my definition of submission is a willingness to place oneself or yourself under the authority of somebody else. And that's huge. I mean, how many of us really want to submit and put ourselves under the authority of somebody else? I mean, we can say to ourselves, we can say, you know what? I'm better qualified. You know, I've got a degree in engineering. Why is this guy that's straight out of college And I've been doing it for 15 years. Why is this guy straight out of college my boss? You know, and it's like, it's that willingness that even though we may have all the qualifications, we know may know everything, but it's still that willingness to put ourselves under the authority of somebody else. And that's huge. And so kind of the questions that we're going to be asking today, and I know you've already asked this question, is who are we supposed to submit to? Who are we supposed to submit to? And so Peter here, he starts it and he addresses the first people that we're supposed to be talking to, submitting to. The first people that we're supposed to be submitting to, and he starts in verse number 13. Let's go ahead and read it. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13. This is how he starts. Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be the emperor as supreme or to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good, you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not ushering your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the emperor. So in that first couple of verses there, we see, and I know you probably already like, okay, well, I get where he's going with this one. The first people that we're supposed to be submissive to is we must be submissive to our governments. We must be submissive to the government. We don't understand why God puts those people into place. Paul even talks about this in Romans chapter 13, verse 1, where he says, be subject to those people in authority because God has placed them there over you. God has placed them in that authority position. And so since God has put them into that position, therefore we must be submissive to our authorities. You know, I think it would be awesome if we could just go and sit down in front of, right before Trump and just be like, you know, hey, we need to talk about something that's going to be huge. You know, we just need to sit down and we need to talk about this. We need to kind of nail some things out because really, I don't quite agree with the way that you're doing things. And so I don't really want to be submissive, but here, we can talk this out. Maybe we can come to agreement. Then maybe I'll be a little submissive to you. And it's like we think that this, you know, and unless it's the people that are in charge, then maybe we're going to start to do what you're asking me to do. And we don't really understand why God puts them in place or why they even make laws. I mean, seriously, speed limits. Gosh. Where is the world that it's like there's no speed limits at all and you can go the speed limit that you want to go? Germany, Africa, Venezuela, yeah, they have speed limits, but it's just a precaution. They just say, here, there's a speed limit, don't follow it, just go as fast as you want. And stop signs, yeah, stop signs are just suggestions anymore. It's like, since when did stop signs become roll? You're going to roll through a stop sign. It's like a stop sign means stop, then you go, you carry on. And we got laws of like, do not kill. I mean, that was a no-brainer. You know, don't kill. Why did they put that one in there? Because God started it in the 10th commandment. But see, we don't understand why God puts these authorities into place or why he even has those people there. I mean, we think, God, really, that was the best choice that you could have to be a president? But hey, they're in that position. They're in that role because God placed them there for a purpose. He placed them there for our own good. And I love what it says. It says, be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution. We already looked at what the human institution is. That's the government that has been placed there by God and man. And so therefore, we must be submissive to our governments. But he says, in case you didn't miss it or missed it, it says, be subject for the Lord's sake. It says, be subject for the Lord's sake. And that's like an idea of, okay, I'm going to be submissive to this government that I am under, communist or not, dictatorship or not. I'm going to put myself, I'm going to be submissive to this government because I love God. Because I love God so much and he is so powerful in my life and I'm just completely sold out to God. Therefore, since I love God as much as I do, my actions must prove that I love God by being submissive to the authorities over me. And because for the Lord's sake, he says, be subject for the Lord's sake. Because of your love to God, be submissive to the government that has been placed over you. Hey, if we're disobeying the speed limit, and we're speeding and the cop pulls us over, don't blame the cop. Don't blame the cop for going fast. You are the one who is not being submissive to the speed limit. Don't blame the other person. Don't blame the government that God has established there. Be submissive to the laws that they have established, and you won't have that problem. It says that they will praise those who do good. Hey, your praise for doing and obeying the speed limit is not getting a ticket. That's your praise. So in our sense is we must be submissive to governments. But in a lot of times it can be a little difficult. We say, I don't really want to be submissive to this person. I don't want to be submissive to the government that is established, the person who is in that place of authority. It's hard for me to be able to follow that person who is in that authority position because I don't agree with him. And so the question is okay, what do we have to do in order to be able to be submissive to the governments that God has established? And I think that for us, the one thing that we can do is that we must pray for our government. We must pray for those people who are in authority. Paul talks about that in Timothy. He says, pray for those people who are in authority over you. We must pray for the people who are in our leadership. Man, I'll tell you what, I fail on that on a daily basis. I don't really think about praying for my president. I don't really think about it. I just think, man, I'll start praying about it when he starts making a dumb decision. Then I'll start praying about it. But up until that point, I don't really pray for him. That's a conviction, and that I'm just being authentic, that I just need to start praying for my authorities better. Praying for them so that I can be submissive to every arena of leadership from the government. You know, we can see that, okay, I get it. We must be submissive to our government, okay? I get that. Peter understood. He understood. Rome, the government that was there was persecuting these Christians because of what they were doing, because they professed themselves as Christians, they were being tortured and persecuted because of that. Even killed because of their profession for being Christians. But yet Peter is still saying, be submissive to those guys. Be submissive to that kind of government. Be submissive to that. Peter even goes on, verse number 18. He says, servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and the gentle, but also to the unjust. For this is a gracious thing. When mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it? When you sin and are beaten for it, you endure. But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure. This is a gracious thing in the sight of God. So Peter understood, okay, yeah, we must be submissive to our governments, even though that they rule us and they're persecuting us because of our beliefs and our professions of being Christians. He says, yeah, okay, follow them. But then he also says, here's your next person that you must be submissive to. And then it's, I must be submissive to my boss. I must be submissive to my boss. He says, servants, be subject to your masters with all, what's that word? Respect. Be submissive to your boss. Be submissive to your masters with all respect. Now, when you're working under somebody that closely, again, this is a little more personal side of it. Yeah, we've talked about the government. Everybody's supposed to be submissive to the government. But this is kind of making it a little more personal, that it kind of addresses more towards those of us who do have bosses over us. He's kind of making it a little more personal, but he says, be subject to your masters with all respect. You know, submission shouldn't just be, you know what, I'm just going to be submissive to him because he's my boss and I'm just going to submit to him. You know, our submission must also be out of respect and reverence for that person and the position that they hold over us. And because of their position and where they are, I must be submissive to them. I must respect their position as an authority figure over me. I must respect that and be submissive to the call that they have for me. That's all good in theory, but that's also even for those who are unjust, those who have treated us unfairly, unjustly. We've gotten unjust punishment from somebody, from the government that the authority that is over us, our boss, probably punished us unjustly or did something, whatever. But Peter is even saying, he says, I love it because he says, not only to the good and the gentle, but also to the unjust. Whew. Man, isn't that hard to be able to respect somebody that is in that authority figure, to be submissive to them as an authority figure? Isn't it difficult to be submissive to them and respect them when they have treated you unjustly? I mean, yeah, it's hard to respect them. It's hard to be submissive to them. And can I just say that if you were ever in that position and you were treated unjustly, I want to apologize. I'm sorry that that's what you had to go through. I apologize that you had to go through those moments of being punished unjustly because of something that you probably didn't do. But yet, they thought it was fair and then they punished you because of it. I'm sorry that that happened to you. You see, he calls us to this holy way of living, by living out Christ in our lives, by being submissive and respectful to these authorities who are over our lives, who are even unjust to us. Peter's not kind of mocking this, okay, who should I be submissive to? Who should I not be submissive to? He says, hey, be submissive to the good and the bad. Be submissive to whoever is in your life. Be submissive to them. Because he says, even whenever you, for what credit is it, verse number 20, for what credit is it if when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good, you suffer for it and you endure. Peter's like, hey, if you have done good, but yet you suffer for it, he says in verse 19, he says, for this is a gracious thing. Now we may think, okay, that's probably a misprint in the Bible, really? We may think that that's a misprint, but that gracious thing, it means this is commendable. It's commendable for you and for me whenever we are faced with that agonizing situation of we're being punished because of something that we did not do. We're being punished unjustly because of an action that we did not commit, somebody else did, but yet we're having the fall for it. And we're enduring through it. It says that this is commendable to God. I'm like, are you serious? He's saying that this is commendable. It's honorable, and we can point people back to Christ and say, hey, because of what you did to me in my life and how you tortured me unjustly, hey, that's okay. Because God has received all the glory because of it. And in verse 19, it says, for this is a gracious thing, when mindful of God. When we endure through those difficult, unjust punishment situations in our lives, it says, when mindful of God, when we are going through those situations, we must have a forefront, the thought and our focus must be on bringing God the glory through it. So that when we endure through it, we become stronger Christians, we become stronger in our faith. But not only that, but we can be a beacon of light in a dark community. Those people who are around us that are treating us unfairly, unjustly. And we can be a beacon of light to them of this is Christ. This is what it looks like to be a Christian. And again, these people were being suffering, no telling what was going on, how they were being tortured, how they were being punished as slaves. There's no telling. But yet Peter is saying, be good to them. Have a mind that you want to bring glory to God, and that when you endure through those trials and those persecutions from your bosses, understand that it is bringing me glory. I am commending you for that attitude that you had going through that situation. So Peter has addressed, he says, this is who we can follow as in our government. We must be submissive to our government. Then he jumps personally, he says, I must be submissive to my boss. And then I understand that you're probably all thinking to yourselves, okay, Why do I have to be submissive to this? Why should I be submissive to this person? Why should I be submissive to this individual? Well, first of all, we can say it's for the Lord's sake, because we love him. And two, it's because of this. Verse number 21. It says, "For this you have been called." For this you have been called, meaning our sufferings and what we're going through, the life that we're living, who we're living it with, the persecutions that we have in our life. "For this you have been called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on that tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep without a shepherd, or you were straying like sheep, but have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." Peter now answers a question for everyone in this room today. He answers the question of why should we, or why must we be submissive to the authorities who are in that position in our lives? Why? He says, because Christ is our example. Christ gives us an example of how we can be submissive to the authorities who are over us. And again, we're humans. Our bosses are humans. They're gonna make some dumb choices every now and then. We're going to make some dumb choices every now and then. But yet, Christ never sinned. Every decision that he made was on purpose. Everything that he did brought glory and honor to the Father. But yet he was the one man who was punished so unjustly for being the perfect human being. He suffered for it. Christ went through so many terrible things. I don't even know what you would say to describe them. What he endured on the cross and during his whole crucifixion for us is an example of why we must be submissive to our authorities. It even says that he did not revile in return. They mocked him. They made fun of him. They punched him. They ripped out his beard. They put a crown of thorns on his head. And they didn't just set it on his head. They put it on his head, and then they pushed in to basically make the spikes go into his head, causing more bleeding and more pain and agony. But yet Christ didn't even fight back. He didn't even deny what people were saying about him and making a stand for himself and to say that is incorrect. They even paid people to make a false accusation against Christ just so that they could have him crucified and done away with, and they could say, yeah, you know what, this Messiah or this blasphemer, he's no longer here, so we can kill Christianity. But see, Christ, through all of that torture that he went through for us, it says that he continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He continued to entrust himself. Christ was entrusted to so many other people. He was entrusted to the centurions whenever Judas handed him over to Christ, or handed Christ over to them. The centurions handed them over to the priests, or to Caiaphas. Caiaphas then hands him over and entrusts him over to Pilate. Pilate then goes to somebody else, and then they entrust him back to Pilate, and then Pilate then entrusts Jesus to the people, which then led to his crucifixion. You see, Jesus was entrusted to so many people, but yet Jesus continues to entrust himself and give himself back to the Father. He continues to entrust himself and he says, Father, your will be done, not mine. You see, if we don't belong here, if we don't belong here in this earth and this where we are right now, if this is not where we are and we belong to Jesus, if we belong to God the Father, do we trust him? Are we going to entrust ourselves to him and say, God, no matter what happens, my life is yours. I'm going to entrust you. I'm going to trust you with whatever it is that I go through. You see, in our lives of submission, we have an example of Christ. He is our example of why we must be submissive to those who are in authority. Are we going to trust him? Are we going to trust God to make the right decision for us when we entrust ourselves to him? And at the end, it says, you were like sheep gone astray. For you're straying like sheep. These people at one point in their lives, they were running away. They were like, you know what, I'm going to get as far away from Christianity as I can. I'm going to try to kind of run away. But he says that you have now returned. You have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of our souls. How many of us are trying to go through life in our own power, in our own will, and saying, you know what? I'm going to live life how I want to. I'm not going to be submissive to anyone. I'm not going to be my own Lord and my own Savior of my own life. You keep straying away as farther and farther away as you can, and you say, you know what? This isn't really getting me anywhere. But see, when Christ was submissive even to the death on the cross, he had our sins in mind. Those sins, those wounds of our life, Christ can heal those. And if you've got any kind of sin that is just burdening you and weighing you down, can I just tell you that that was not a burden that you're supposed to carry? Jesus wants to carry that burden of your sins on his shoulders. That's why he went to the cross. Christ wants to do that for you. If you need to follow Christ and accept him as your own personal Lord and Savior, today's the day that you can do that. Today is the day that you can entrust your life over to God the Father and just say, you know what? I entrust my life to you. Use me and make me yours. Maybe we've probably even sitting here today and we say, you know what? This is kind of really hitting home because I really haven't been very submissive to my authorities. I haven't been very submissive to the people who are in authority over me. And I feel that my example is totally contrary to what Peter is calling us here to live a life that proclaims Christ by our actions and living that we can live Christ out in our lives. And we can say, I've just completely gone as far away as I can from that. But I know that I need to be submissive to my authorities because Christ was submissive to those people who were torturing him, putting him through those terrible things. He was also even submissive to the will of the Father, which was a death on the cross to bring us freedom of our sins through the blood that Jesus shed on the cross. If we just need to make those things right, today's the day you can do that. You can accept Christ today. You can have a life that proclaims and says, you know what, God, I am a sinner. I am far away from you. I've gone astray. Please bring me back. Please give me a love for you. If that is you, today you can do that. And I will be up here afterwards. Just come up and talk to me. Talk to Pastor Jeff or Pastor Jay. And we can show you from the Word of God what it means to have a relationship with God the Father and how you can begin to live your life sold out for him. But then also, if we need to confess to God that we have not been submissive, we have not been living a life that proclaims Christ by our actions, the way that we live, we need to start by asking forgiveness from God. Asking God to forgive us and giving us the boldness to proclaim Christ by our actions, just being submissive. Again, it's a willingness to place oneself under the authority of somebody else. That's what submission is.
Let's be submissive to the authorities that are established over us, because, again, God placed them there for our own good. Let's bring Him honor and glory by being submissive to those. If there's unjust punishments, hey, let's go through it. Let's endure through it so that before God it can be commendable, right? Before it, I want any man to say, yeah, that's commendable. I want God to say, that's commendable. Let's live our lives out that way. So let's bow our heads and close our eyes, and I'll close in a word of prayer. And as the team starts to come up, if you need to say a prayer, just say it in the quietness of your own heart and just ask God to forgive you if you have not been submissive to the authorities that are established over you. Again, we don't understand it. We don't know. But ask God to forgive you and ask Him to make your life a living testimony of what Christ did on the cross all those years ago.